Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me
it's Greg, no morning show. No Greg, no Curtis. Ken Laird in with Wiggy and Courtney and the preferred basketball insider of the Greg Hill Morning Show. Jeff Goodman joining us from Stadium Sports on the Harbor One hotline right now. KD talk will not go away, Jeff. You helped fan those flames over the weekend on your Twitter account, I saw. What do you think? Are there chances he comes to Boston?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. And I'm torn whether, again, you give up, obviously you're going to have to give up Jaylen Brown and a deal to get KD, and more than that, I'm even torn. And you guys know I'm not like the biggest Jaylen Brown guy in the world, but, you know, KD at 34 and his injury history, and certainly, yes, you do have a good young core here that played well together last year, you know, again, like, I don't think it's fair to judge KD on last season because he had to play with Kyrie, and he was the one who chose that. I get it. But anybody who has to play with Kyrie, it's certainly draining mentally as much as anything else. So I don't know. I don't know whether I do it or not. It probably depends on, again, exactly what you'd have to give up. But I would assume it would be Jaylen Brown and another player and at least one first. And I don't even care. The first-round picks, that doesn't really bother me, because if you're set up to win, you're talking for the most part that you're projecting these to be late first rounders. No big deal. It's really, again, you know, do you have faith that Malcolm Brogdon, if you're going to trade like Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, that Malcolm Brogdon can stay healthy?
Jeff, when you look at this, for me, I would rather keep Jaylen running back than try to bring KD in and blow up the whole thing to try to risk that Jason Tatum and KD can play off each other well. Something that we keep talking about is that Jaylen and Jason can't figure it out. You are more in the know than any of us. So when you look at Jason and Jaylen, is there an underlying issue that you don't think that they can play through? Or do you think that you're going to take them at their word that they want to prove everybody wrong and that they want to win a championship and they want to do it together in Boston?
No, they're so much better the last 4 months. I mean, I wish there was some stat that they could track over like the last year. I'm sure somebody has it. You know, the year prior, how many times they passed the ball to one another. I guarantee it was like tripled over the last 4 months of the season. So I think they did prove they can play well together. And I think they answered some of the naysayers, myself included, you know, saying they looked like they had never played basketball together at times. So I don't think that's the problem. I think, again, to me, it's what do you think Jaylen is? Right, he's gotten a lot better in terms of his perimeter shooting. What he hasn't gotten better at was his dribbling, you know, and maybe it'll be a big difference with adding Malcolm Brogdon and Gallo, two guys who can shoot the ball. I know Brogdon's percentage wasn't good last year, but traditionally he's been a good three-point shooter over the course of his career and even in college. So those two guys will help open up the court and the spacing. So on one hand, I'd love to see what this team looks like next year with more depth than they've ever had and more shooting. And now Jaylen and Jason have shown that they can play well together.
Jeff, if you're saying you, with the addition of those two guys, that you want to see what this team looks like, my belief is that you added those two guys, but if you replace Kevin Durant with Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, because I think if you do move on for Marcus Smart, you still got Derek White, who's kind of like your low budget defending version of Marcus Smart. who can give Brogdon a break when he needs it, but you have a much greater upside with Tatum and Durant than you would Tatum and Brown. And that's why I think it's about winning a championship. Those two guys will. I don't think you're winning a championship with Tatum and Brown and whoever's around them.
Listen, I totally get it. And again, there's a reason Kevin Durant's going to be a top 10-ish player of all time, right? If you're saying to me, hey, Tatum and KD together with Brogdon, with Derek White, with Robert Williams, with Horford, do they have a chance? Are they the favorites? Absolutely, if Kevin Durant stays healthy. No doubt about it. But you're mortgaging a little bit of depth there. You're mortgaging a little bit of your future because you're only getting a window of a couple of years probably with Kevin Durant. If that, again, the guy's been hurt over the course of his career quite a bit. So, again, I don't think it's an easy decision. I really don't, and I don't even know if it's going to be on the table for Brad Stevens. But, man, I'd hate to be him making that move because that's a major roll of the dice either way because, like you said, you're the favorite. You've got a two-year window where you're thinking if everybody's healthy, you got a better chance than anybody to win a title. Or, you know, you run it back, you add these pieces, and you still have a chance the next couple of years. Maybe not you're not the favorites, but you're in the hunt, and the window doesn't close or close shut somewhat after a couple of years when KD gets older or leaves.
And see, that's where I think you and I disagree because I think you still only have a two-year window with Jaylen Brown, who is going to be a free agent in 2 years. And I think it's more about him wanting to be the guy on his own team rather than living in the shadow of Jason Tatum. So I think he's gone anyways in 2 years, and I'd rather have KD with potentially 4 years, two more years after that because he feels like, you know what, we are a good basketball team.
You know, if you had told me that it would be the KD of Golden State or even Oklahoma City, I would have been like 100%. I'm in. And I've known Kevin forever. I just think he's changed. And obviously on the court, he's still he's arguably the best player in the world still. I mean, you could see Giannis and Jokic, those guys have won MVPs, whatever. But still, when it comes down to it, those guys don't do everything that Kevin Durant does on the court. I just, again, I question his decision-making now. Off the court. I question what he's become off the court more than on the court because the knucklehead chose Kyrie over Steph Curry.
Jaylen, to me, isn't an egotistical guy, but you look at him liking that tweet, and it's so silly for us to even be talking about it, but he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew when he liked that tweet, it was going to be the headline of every newspaper, every radio show was going to be talking about it. Does it worry you that, and whether it's him signing with Donda and Kanye is in his ear, that Jaylen doesn't like to be in the shadows here, that he does feel disrespected? And do you think that he's disrespected in Boston?
I think he's just different. You know, he's unique, and he's kind of always kind of been a little bit different. And yeah, I think he probably feels disrespected. I think he probably feels like he's at the same level of Jason Tatum. And why does, you know, Tatum get all this attention? Well, he's not. I know he played better than him in the finals. I get that. But overall, he's not as good a player as Jason Tatum. And the other thing is, guys, let's face it, Jason Tatum's, you know, he's facing double teams every time. Jaylen Brown is not because of Jason Tatum. So they're different in how they're defended, how they're scouted, how they're played as well. Yeah, I mean, I wonder whether he'll stay here once his contract's up. But, Wiggy, the one thing you can do is if you get a feel that he's leaving at that point, you could still, on his contract right now, you can move him in a heartbeat for any proven star and put him in a package. The question is, do the Nets feel and Sean Marks feel like Jaylen Brown can be a number one guy, right? That's kind of the bigger thing is what are the Nets looking for here and what are they going to get? My guess is they want a good young player and picks. And the Celtics have that. Whether they're willing to part with it is a different question. But to me, how many teams have that? You know, Danny Ainge has it, maybe like Donovan Mitchell. You know, some other guys have it, but the Celtics certainly have it here. Their picks aren't probably quite as valuable because they're late first rounders.
Jeff Goodman from Stadium, our guest on the Harbor One Hotline. How about Brogdon? Let's say they run it back. No KD. This is their team. What kind of a difference does he make? And do you see any drama, Jeff, with he and Smart as to who's the point guard, who's coming off the bench, who's in the game late in the last 5 minutes, that sort of thing?
I love Brogdon if he's healthy. I love him because he's everything that Marcus Smart isn't. Right now, they're both really good defenders, but they do it differently. Right, with Brogdon, it's more of positioning, using his IQ. He's such a smart, fundamentally sound basketball player. Now, the big question, obviously, everybody's asking is like, can he hold up? You know, he's had a myriad of injuries here over the last couple of years, but he can shoot it. He makes the right play 9.5 out of 10 times, which is something every Celtics fan wants, because what is that going to do? That hopefully is going to get Tatum and Jaylen Brown to be more efficient, right? Something they really haven't had. You can say what you want out of Marcus Smart. He's not a point guard who makes things easier for everybody else. Brogdon can do that. And again, very good defensively, can make shots from three, knows how to share the ball, and I think he's a team guy. From everything I've been told and everything I've been around Malcolm Brogdon over the years, he is a team guy. So I think that addition was great, and I think Gallo helps him too. Just because, again, he's big, he can stand out there, and he's done it for so long that you've got to go out and respect him, which, again, in turn means that Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and everybody else are going to have more space to work with.
Now, Jeff, it seems like Woj had said that the Nets wanted an all-star player back in return, a young all-star player, and, you know, potentially draft picks. But I agree with you. I think draft picks are irrelevant unless you're in the lottery. But you have, if you're the Celtics, I feel like you have the best package because you have a young all-star in Jaylen Brown who's 25 years old. You can package that up with a Marcus Smart player who, you know, is a defensive player of the year. He's only, what, 28 years old? So if you're Brooklyn, doesn't it look like the Celtics potentially could have the best offer out there unless, you know, something, you know, miraculous happens and there's some team that comes out of nowhere with, you know, the Donovan Mitchell type of caliber player?
Well, and that's the key, right? Do you think Jaylen Brown, if you're Brooklyn, do you think he's a number one guy or not? If you don't, I mean, that's what you want here. You want a young guy that you think has a chance to be a number one, a star. You know, obviously, like, Detroit's not going to get rid of Cade Cunningham yet. Mm-hmm. But somebody like that that you think is going to be a star in 3 years and somebody that will fit with Ben Simmons if that's, you know, if you think he's going to be there long term.
Does the league think that,
you know,
though?
Yes.
I mean, you've been around the league. Do people in the league think Jaylen Brown is that player?
No, I think most people feel like he's a really good number two guy.
Okay.
So that's that. But again, it just depends. It depends on you know, what you think. But to me, if you're watching him last year in the postseason, you're saying, all right, I love the fact that he's not afraid of the moment. He's fearless. He wants the ball in his hands. He's gotten so much better shooting the basketball, it's not even funny. But the worry is, well, like, again, he dribbles into traffic. His decision-making is questionable. Are those things that are really going to improve if they haven't improved by now? So I think he's more of a two. I think most people in the league feel like he's more of a Robin rather than a Batman. But it just depends, again, on what the Nets want here, on what they want. I just don't see them just settling for a bunch of draft picks without a proven young all-star caliber player. And how many of those guys are on the table? Not many.
So, Jeff, if the Celtics don't go for Kevin Durant here, is there another guy they might be willing to, or be interested in targeting for a trade here in the offseason? You still have the TPE to use if you want. You have a plethora of point guards now on your roster. Is there a guy out there that they would want to target to add depth to a different spot on this roster?
I think it would just be a big, you know, a serviceable veteran big, you know, like a Taj Gibson, a Gorgie Jang. Somebody like that, you're going to need that because, frankly, you know, Robert Williams is not the most reliable player in the world in terms of injuries and everything else. And Al Horford's getting older. So, you know, with trading Tice, you better bring in somebody that's not just you know, I know everybody loves like Sam Hauser right now, and I like Sam Hauser a lot, but you're not expecting Sam Hauser to go out there and do a whole heck of a lot. And he's not a big, he's a skilled four man who's going to step out and make threes if he's got to go on the court. What you need is a veteran in there who's going to be a presence, who if one of those guys gets hurt, especially in the postseason, you can plug him in and they can play 12 or 15 minutes.
Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks yet again for another fantastic visit.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Jeff Goodman from good Stadium. Stuff. Always good stuff.
Well, they...
He's kind of on the fence, though, about whether he'd make the deal. Yeah. Well, he's not saying no.
But he's also saying what is the league doesn't view Jaylen Brown as that type of player.
Yeah. So
if they don't view him as that type of player, can you now win with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown if he's not a true?
Or would the Nets even make that move?
Right, that's what I was thinking. Is that enough?
The odds, the betting odds, Shime, you should know this. Kevin Durant, NBA free agency at Bodog. Phoenix, the betting favorite, plus 190, then Miami, plus 450, then Toronto, then the Lakers, then Golden State.
But who? If we just talked with Jeff Goodman and Woj had said this, they want an all-star caliber player. Who's Phoenix giving up? They're not giving up Devin Booker? There's no way they're giving up Devin Booker.
Three-team deal. It's crazy. Something.
But they're not. You said Phoenix won.
Yeah.
They're not giving up Devin Booker. Who's two on the list?
Miami.
Miami. You can't give up Bam Adebayo, right? And is Bam Adebayo...
Tyler Hero and...
But are those all-star caliber players?
Probably not. I don't know. Borderline.
I would say that Jaylen Brown's probably better than both of those guys. Who's number three on the list?
Toronto.
They got no all-star caliber
player. OG Anunoby.
Who's number four on the list?
Lakers.
Who are they giving up?
Out of the Westbrook contract.
Right. Number five on the list?
Golden State. Golden State's kind of interesting.
They got Golden State's got some good young pieces.
Yep.
So whether it's...
Would they trade Wiggins?
Wiggins, yeah.
Well, Wiggins can't go, right? I thought I read something.
You can't have two rookie exception guys.
Right, so yeah. Jordan, you'd have to give up Jordan Poole, Weissman, Kuminga, but are they better than Jaylen Brown? And who's number six on the list?
That's all the list. Brooklyn. Brooklyn, to stay in Brooklyn.
Where are the Celtics? I thought you said the Celtics.
This is a limited list.
All right. But just off of those five teams that we had, I think the Celtics still have the best package.
All right, way late for trending. Courtney has your news, your sports news of the day. Greg off until Friday. Curtis on Baby Watch. We think this is the week. Courtney says today is the day.
I think today, if I'm a betting man, this is today.
Okay, here's the news.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And you can do your grocery shopping without ever getting out of your car with Shaw's Drive Up and Go. Just shop online at Shaw's or use the convenient Shaw's Deals and Delivery app. Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network. Your Red Sox shut out the Rays last night 4-0, extending a 5-game home winning streak. They play again tonight at Fenway. First pitch at 7:10 with Nick Pivetta on the mound. You can tune in right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI, Red Sox Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860. And make sure to join Mutt for the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer at visitma.com.
Mutt did a great job last week on the show. He and Mego have your afternoon today, 2 to 6.
Okay.
Mutt and Mego.
I love Mutt.
You were like glowing after that appearance of Mutt.
I had never worked with him, didn't know anything about him.
Good dude.
He was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep. Horse, really liked
horse
him.
Tips, too? Do you have any?
No, we didn't really get into the horse betting.
That.
Yeah,
no.
That's really
his still got something up his sleeve.
That's
for
his wheelhouse.
That's his wheelhouse.
Next time.
Yeah, give you some good horse betting tips.
Time. All right, well, that's what's trending because we were way behind, Ken. I mean, Greg is going to
We make an exception. When it's great content like Jeff Goodman, you make an exception.
Mm. Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, very good. But here is Shime with even better with all your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 73 degrees out. It is mostly cloudy out there. Sun's trying to peek through. Can't really do it all that well. The high today, 84. Ken was petrified that there was going to be rain in tonight's Red Sox game.
I'm still worried about that.
Postponing the game. Well, Ken, I'm telling you, it's not going to start until late into the 9 o'clock hour.
Yep.
That's when it's going to rain all night. So hopefully Red Sox get a good 5 innings in. They have the lead. They can be good to go. That weather report brought to you by Burlington Lumber. Contractors, Burlington Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success. With a full line of building materials, including Trex decking and its fully appointed kitchen showroom, Burlington Lumber has what you need. Visit Burlington Lumber today on Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't be left out. The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
To the Kevin Durant calls here in a second. Quick note, Greg Hill out today, back on Friday. He is currently out on the trilogy of the Amalfi Coast, whatever that is.
Why would he come back on Friday? Why wouldn't he fly back Friday and then have a nice weekend, go right into the weekend?
I told him to take the week. He wanted to come back and get like reestablished with the...
For one day?
Just for one day.
So then technically he's not flying back Friday, then he'd be flying back Thursday.
Yeah.
Getting close to the end. Unless they extend the trip, who knows? We think he'll be back. Curtis is on baby watch. He posted at Pudgy's World, posted a detailed update on the state of affairs. There is a mini Boston baby boom, and the hospital is full and booked until the 10th or 11th. They are still completely booked, so they are just waiting it out. So this paternity leave is brilliant. Oof. Stroke of genius by Curtis.
Yeah.
He's out weeks and weeks.
Ooh, maybe me and baby Curtis can have the same birthday.
When's your birthday,
Shime? July 12th, a week from today.
Oh God. Let's not hope that you guys have the same birthday. Curtis will be beside himself if
July,
next
baby.
Week.
But speaking of beside themselves, lots of callers and texters upset with Wiggy's infatuation with Kevin Durant. Let's go to Dave in Boston. Dave in Connecticut. Sorry, Dave.
Hey, morning. Hey, Wiggy, I love you on the show, by the way. You're awesome. But this whole thing with KD, it's like you're... Your basketball version of Cam Newton, honestly. I mean, you're like a grandmother wants to take in stray and hurt cats and fix them. Kevin Durant was hurt 2 years ago, serious injury. He's not going to be the same player for one thing. And he's a 6'11" frail person. He sits 36. Why would you possibly think about giving one of the best players in the NBA up for that guy?
Yeah, he's only 34.
Doesn't make any sense.
He's 33. He hasn't even turned 34 yet, so he'll be 34. And if you really look at Kevin Durant, his numbers, this year he averaged almost 30 points a game. I think that's third in his career as far as points per game average. So the guy still...
But look at the playoffs, Wiggy. He looked
He had a bad playoffs. But I think part of that is what the Celtics did to him. They frustrated him. Just like Jason Tatum had a bad NBA Finals. But I don't – let me ask this simple question to you, Dave, and as well as the room. Is Kevin Durant still a top seven player in the NBA?
I don't think so. I don't think he is. I think Jaylen Brown is going to be one of the best players going forward. He hasn't even hit his prime yet. He's 25. That kid looked great in the playoffs. I would never – trade him for Kevin Durant. Durant probably has a couple years left. He's not like LeBron, who's thick and athletic. He's frail. I mean, he's tall. He's thin. I mean, he's a recipe for disaster for injuries going forward at his age. I mean, that's just my opinion. I, I mean, I respect yours, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a great athlete and you know sports, but I think you're way off on this one, man. I really do.
So most people would put Durant top five, right?
Yeah, I would say Giannis, that's why I said he's still seven.
Giannis, Jokic.
So you want a great comparison here?
LeBron.
That Wiggy, I think, will lend to your argument. What if, like, from a football perspective, Aaron Rodgers demanded a trade? Would you say, no, the Patriots shouldn't go get him just because you have Mac Jones, even though Aaron Rodgers is a top five quarterback in football, and he's an absolute stud?
We kind of did this conversation last season.
And I was all over go
right,
get
you
him.
You were.
The same way I was all over Russell
Consistency.
Wilson.
Consistency. Wiggy is consistent.
The same way I was all over Russell Wilson. If you're going to go, would you not? I mean, that's a great point. I think I said I wouldn't.
If I remember what I said correctly.
Ridiculousness.
Wow, that's just bad.
You don't even know what this young QB is, and you won't.
No, you wouldn't trade him for Aaron Rodgers.
How many years left does Aaron Rodgers have? Plus at that salary?
Such a whiner.
He's coming off back-to-back MVPs. This is what I don't understand. He's a top five player in this
sport. Mad.
And people just don't want him. It's the same thing with Durant.
Can we do an emergency top five for Wiggy's player crushes? Because that caller said, This is the Cam Newton. This is your Cam Newton infatuation of the NBA.
Well, I've been on KD since back in 2016 when they were trying to get him to come here.
I jotted down a quick top five. Courtney, you tell me if you agree with this. Do we open for this or?
We have your attention, please. Emergency.
Emergency top five is brought to you by Find Mass Money. Visit findmassmoney.com and see if there's money waiting for you.
Here we go.
Number five.
Wiggy's top five player crushes. Correct me if I'm wrong, Wiggy or Courtney. Not making the list, Dame Dollar, but he's got to be like five.
Yeah,
five.
He's probably like six.
You love Dame Dollar.
I love Dame Dollar.
But I think five is Beal. I think Bradley Beal is number five.
Number four.
Number four, I would put Durant. I think he's climbing. KD is now four.
Okay.
Number three. I think AB is ahead of KD. You still love some Antonio Brown.
It also is alphabetically.
Yeah. I mean, he's not ahead of KD, but go ahead.
He's not.
No. Wow.
Number two.
Then I put Kyrie.
Oh.
Kyrie number two. You love some Kyrie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's that high up on the list, but go ahead.
Okay, and number one.
We're
calling out it is Cam Newton.
Well, it was Cam Newton.
Was number one.
Unfortunately, he fell off the list. There are other people.
You're
now
missing Justin Fields.
Number one would have been Russell Wilson. Don't forget when Russell was wanted out of.
Yeah, but crush wise, I feel like you.
Oh, I would have loved me some Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Mr. Unlimited.
Oh, I would have been Mr. Unlimited all day long.
You do love pasta. I don't know if pasta's contending top five.
No, he's trying to ship pasta out.
No, I'm not trying to ship pasta out.
At one point you were.
Hell no. I'll ship.
You want to build around pasta?
I'll ship Marchand and Bergeron out before I ship pasta out. But I am on the train of, I definitely would be on Shime's Aaron Rodgers train. I'll be all over that thing. Get me some Aaron Rodgers.
It's the exact same scenario. It's a guy who's older but still awesome, and yet for some reason, people think that just keeping this young, unknown-ish thing is better than taking the known commodity.
The last caller did have a point, though. KD, frail. He is frail.
So he's skinny. There's a lot of skinny players in the NBA.
Did you see him?
Yeah, he's super skinny.
His arm was like the size of my wrist.
Yeah, and he's one of the best. He's always been like that. People make it sound like he came into the league at 275. No, he's always been sticked in, and he's going to go down, like the caller said, as arguably one of the top 10 greatest basketball players, and he's still dominant at this level. The fact that you don't want dominant players, I'll never understand that. I'm a fan, and whatever my team needs to do to get over the hump and win a chance. Like Tyreek Hill was going to be traded. I would have loved for the Patriots to have been on Tyreek Hill. I don't care what the guy does off the field, as long as short of, you know, killing somebody, obviously going to jail. But if the guy has issues and he can help me win a championship, you think people down in Tampa Bay care about Antonio Brown and what he was like? Or were they happy with their championship?
Some people are. Some people, there is a limit to some people as to how their fandom and how far they're willing to go. You obviously further than some others.
I'm willing to listen. I'm like Rich Keefe and I think are on the same page. I'm not really sure. Shy might be on our page. For me, I don't care what you do as long as you help my team win a championship.
Bingo. It's only about the titles, baby.
That is it.
Let's go to Maine and talk to Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, Wiggy. Man, I just don't see this guy at this point fitting in the market. I don't think mentally he wants to be in a position where He can be criticized when he has bad games. I mean, he didn't show up in the playoffs like you acknowledged. He had a very bad playoff against the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't look good. He's the Chris Sale of the NBA. He's not Cam Newton. He's Chris Sale. There's no doubt about that because that guy is paper thin. You know, I just don't – I'm not saying he's not a good player because he still has the tools. He's still a good player. He's a top 10 player. I don't know about top 5, but top 10 probably. Mm-hmm. And when you look at him, obviously he's actually tracking down, you know, as most people would be after that many years in the NBA. And, yeah, he's 36, like you say. My question also, you've got to make him fit in this system where Tatum is the – he's – let's face it, he's the foundation of this team. And KD has always been that number one dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly feel like you do this, Tatum comes in, he's going to expect KD to support him and be that leader, that veteran leader. And I don't think KD is going to be able to handle being that number two and saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm here to support this guy, because he's going to want the ball. He's going to want to show people, especially in this market, that he can still score. He can still lead a franchise. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have Tatum for. So I think that would be a complete nightmare when it came down to it, especially when you see how it went with Kyrie, who was, quote-unquote, one of his best friends. I mean, that guy's soft-to-soft-serve ice cream in the head. You know, you can do sprinkles, crunch, coat, cherry on top if you want. It's all the same. I just don't see it. And I think you'd actually probably regress the team by adding him, you know, trying to do this. I just don't feel like it'd be a good fit.
Well, see, here's where people miss out. And this is why you have to understand. This year, Kevin Durant had his best year in his whole career when it came to assist numbers. He had averaged almost 7 assists a game. So his role, he understands, and he still averaged almost 30 points a game. So he's now becoming more of a guy that understands to get my teammates involved.
So you don't think he would stunt the growth of Tatum and take all the big shots?
If anything, he's going to make Tatum a better player, because we just talked to Jeff Goodman, and what did Jeff Goodman say? Something that I've been saying all playoffs long is that they were running double teams at him.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy like Kevin Durant, you are no longer running double teams at Jason Tatum. Now Tatum gets a lot more one-on-one coverage where he's able to become a better player and not have to worry about the double team.
But I think Goodman's kind of split as a lot of people are. He didn't really indicate whether or not he would do the trade.
He's saying that...
I think he's leaning yes.
Yeah, he's leaning yes because a lot of people are like, well, KD's 34 years old. And see, a lot of people think, well, Jaylen Brown's only 25. Yeah, that's great if Jaylen Brown was going to be here for the next 7 or 8 years. But there's a good chance you're not going to have Jaylen Brown, because I don't think he wants to play in the shadow of Jason Tatum. And even Goodman said this. He believes Jaylen Brown, in his mind, he's on the same level as Tatum. But he's not. And there are people who actually think, there's not a lot of people, but there are people who think he's on the same level, and he's not.
Any Red Sox players in your top crushes?
Oh.
Mookie?
Yeah, I was big on Mookie Betts. I thought it was a bad
bet. David Price
was my guy. Should have been World Series MVP. I know they gave it to
him. I do think David Price was a little misunderstood.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
I don't mind the misunderstanding of the athlete. So I want to know, can you help me?
Wait till you see Brian Baio. That's going to be your new man crush. It's the summer of Baio. It is Brian Baio's season. Tomorrow night, Pedro Jr.
You know who's on my list?
Who?
Oh. Showtime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do love Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, I love
him. That's true.
He's going to be a free agent.
Top 10.
Right. Sox are going after him.
Gresh and Keefe up at 10. It's the Greg Hill Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Good call, Sean. This could be the Greg Hill anthem here. Just kept on going. Took a wrong turn in Italy and just kept never came back.
Yeah.
Possible.
He's always hungry.
That's true. The place if you're gonna go, if you're never gonna come back from, wouldn't that be the place?
Oh, you wanna go to Italy someday?
Yeah, oh. It looks beautiful.
It does look
especially
beautiful.
Where he's at in that area.
He's doing it right.
Down there, so.
Yeah.
You think he's doing it right though?
Yes. He and Brees are like drinking like strawberry daiquiris right now. They're
This Amalfi Coast is pretty dope. Yeah, that's really nice. I like anywhere where there's blue water and, you know, what's the nightlife down there, though?
Like, oh, good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, see, I need nightlife. If yes. I don't have nightlife, I'll be bored.
I think they're late night people, right? They're always like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that
yeah.
works
I think
for
that
me.
They are probably tearing it up.
I wonder how they feel about black people, though, in Italy. I feel like I heard some, like, bad stuff.
Are you part Italian?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't look Italian.
Like, you would, I'm telling you, you and Mrs. Wiggins, next trip should go to St. Bart's.
St. Bart's?
Where I went on the honeymoon. I am telling you.
But there's no nightlife there.
There is so much nightlife.
Oh, God, you missed Courtney's review.
What do you mean?
Is it late nightlife? Or
she was
it
on
late
the table. Night,
I was dancing on a table.
Okay.
I was coming. They put me in an outfit.
So what kind of, remember, you and I have different types of views on late nightlife.
Right.
What's the nightlife?
Have you two ever gone out together, like couples? Like
No.
I would love to.
God,
what's the late, what is the nightlife in St. Bart's when you say late night?
Am I talking?
Clubs. 2 in the morning?
4.
Okay.
Yes.
So now you speaking my language?
No, I'm telling you, Wiggy.
You took Curtis to the shake spot. You can't take Santo and Coco.
I can take him. Yeah, anytime.
No, he never wants to hang out with me. All I want is to hang out with Wiggy.
Yeah, you can hang
wedding,
out anytime.
No, 30th
See,
birthday,
I'm
no.
not a wedding dude because I feel like wedding dude, you're trapped to that. You know what I mean? Like you're now trapped to the wedding and you got to go to the wedding after party. I like to be able, wife and I like to be able to like, okay.
Irish exit.
Yeah, there's nothing going on here.
Next time you do a concert at Big Night Live or at the Garden, I want in.
Okay.
When you get a table at Big Night Live. I've never been to Big Night Live.
All right. Next
awesome
time.
Awesome spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot. And, you know, we like to be able to be like, all right, we're here. It's cool. Nothing going on. Let's go here. Nothing going on. Let's hit the shake spot.
You going to hit up Zach Brown Band at
no, see,
Fenway?
That's, no, hell no.
2 weeks out.
No, nope. See, if you hanging out with really? Me, we're not going to Zach Brown.
No, I know, I know. But I am doing a pre-concert party with Fisher's Island.
I think Joey Badass in July. So
Joey Badass.
Yeah.
Curtis's favorite band of all time is in town Sunday. I feel for him. He's going to miss Bare Naked Ladies are at the Boston Pavilion. Curtis loves some Bare Naked Ladies.
Excellent yeah. Canadian pop band.
Yeah. There is zero chance he'll be able to go to
I
that.
Know. I feel for him. I was going to buy him tickets. With
I'll
the,
go for
with
him.
With Gin time. Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket. That is a powerhouse show, Curtis. Shimey.
That's going to be all time.
That's an all time show. Now, a quick NBA free agency note. TJ Warren has signed a one-year deal with the Brooklyn Nets. According to Shams Charania and The Athletic, ESPN is well in on the deal. One-year deal. He was one of the high-ranking free agents out there. And some people before Brogdon had linked him to Boston a bit. But what's that tell you, Wiggs? Anything about what the Nets are doing here?
They're trying to gloat.
Leverage?
No, they're trying to put together a team around that young piece all-star that they want that makes them still a competitive basketball team.
That doesn't signal that they're ready to ship Kyrie to the Lakers or Durant's
no,
on
no,
the way
they,
out?
No, they are, but they want to make sure they still have a good basketball team when they do ship these players out.
Yep.
So they want to say, okay, here, we're putting together a good little basketball team. So whatever young superstar we're getting, whether it's Jaylen Brown or whatever the all-star caliber player that they, Woj says that they're looking for, now Brooklyn is still a team that is a playoff contender. And I think that's what they want to try to do rather than just ship everybody off. And now they're a team that just, you know, they're looking, they're in the lottery.
3 weeks away from training camp opening for the Patriots. We can believe that. Three weeks away from report day anyway. That's coming soon. NBA free agency. We got the Open Championship this week.
A lot of questions about it. I had a good football leave. Maybe I'll save it for tomorrow.
Oh, good. Save that for tomorrow.
About New England. So
Fitzy will be all over that tomorrow.
So it should be interesting to see what training camp looks like.
Wimbledon this week and the Brian Baio debut tomorrow. You're not fired up
Ken,
about
the Open
Baby
is
Pedro?
Next week.
Oh, it's next week?
Yes. This week, I believe, is the Irish Open, and next week is the Open
Championship. Because I saw Tiger playing in Ireland. There was
he's playing at a Pro-Am.
He's doing pretty well, though, right?
He shot a 77, so no.
Oh.
Well, if this guy's been...
Somebody said he was doing pretty well.
This guy's been tooted by Pedro. I'm all over it.
That is tomorrow night. You got to go, Wiggs.
Pedro's definitely on my top five all time.
Definitely.
Pedro and Manny make the list.
And he's worked with this guy. Worked on his changeup. Worked on refining the changeup. He's peaked at 99 on the fastball.
Really?
Yeah. Sits around 97.
Okay.
Good allotment of stuff. I mean, he is... A lot of pressure on him. He's still 23.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're working with Pedro...
They need him. They need a homegrown pitching talent.
That's why I was so excited when I heard Manny say that Devers reminds him a lot of Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
But that price tag is going up. Going up, going up.
I'm said he doesn't mind.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, there's no way they let him go. They already let Mookie go. They missed out on Mookie. They blew the John Lester thing. There is no way that they let Devers get away from them.
All right, Gresh and Keefe, I'm sure we'll have some KD talk to continue throughout the day and much, much more. Mutt and Mego in.
All right.
2 to 6 today. Fitzy with you two tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
Ooh. Let's see if Fitzy back in here.
Yeah, Fitzy's good.
I like Fitzy.
Yeah, he comes with it. He always has a couple good games.
Couple one-liners.
Yep.
Couple
jokes.
One-liners, yep.
Yeah, he's
some real good impressions.
Shime time. You got BetQL Boston today and the newest Six Rings edition coming
up. That's correct. Six Ring or BetQL Boston will be up later today. Six Rings will be up first thing tomorrow morning.
You're a star, Shime.
When's Odyssey 2.0 coming on? I got a lot of people all over the country.
Coming soon.
When I went to a bunch of these places, say they love listening on the app, but it was a little some issues they had.
Yeah, we're working on it. Bigger and better. Upward and onward.
I love it. So I get my podcast. I want to make sure it's on the 2.0.
All right, we'll negotiate that, Wiggs. See y'all. Gresh and Keefe on the way.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.